Mutinyradio.com/backup.
Welcome!
I just got back.
Oh my god!
I thought last hour was a whim doozle doo ba bunga lunga to get started.
Get ready! Here comes
I got Roberta here to add to my pleasure and yours as well.
Look outside your window. If you see Roberta, please batten down your hatches.
Yeah, and take cover. Walk your kids.
There's a tornado and it's in New York today instead of Alabama. Oh my god! It's 7 minutes after the hour.
Oh, man.
All right, so I have a new magazine for you, Roberta.
Okay. It's called Playboy. Playgirl.
It's called Embrace the New You Through Peace, Meditation, and Forgiveness.
Wait, that's the name of a magazine?
Yes, it is.
That's a long title.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's is it called, Eastern, like, Embrace, and then all that stuff
in
underneath
Eastern
it?
Wisdom for the Mind is what it is, and it helps you to overcome your obsessions.
What if you don't want to?
Well, I can't help you with that. Maybe a little yoga will do you some good. I don't know. Sure. Anyway, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and it's Thursday. Hello, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
Everybody having a wonderful day. Richie, having a wonderful day so far?
I am, actually.
And Roberta, how's your day going?
I woke up. I've had a wonderful day. I'm full of spit and fire.
Did you find the $21 I left for you?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much. I'm not sure what it's for, but thank you.
It was a token of my appreciation.
Actually, it came in handy. We had ordered Chinese food.
So I paid for
it. And I was short on cash, so it came in
handy. You have to tell the story, though.
$21?
Yeah.
All right, so here's the story.
This is fun.
Roberta and I are friends beyond years and belief. And as we have teased each other over the years about a lot of things, when I stay at Roberta's house, as I do sometimes when I'm in New York, I have Charlotte and I don't, you know, want to go through the traverses of the hotels. Or at first I was concerned because Roberta's usually allergic to dogs, but she's not allergic to Charlotte.
No, for some reason.
For whatever the reason.
And Charlotte enjoys the backyard here.
Charlotte loves being there, loves walking around. She loves being in New York. So there's something about her being in New York. She
loves the energy.
Stuff. That could be it. Yeah.
So
anyway.
And the fire hydrant.
But Roberta's always teasing me about, she's a big tease to begin with. And there are sometimes suggestions of what she would be worth romantically. So this is, you know, friends do this stuff back and forth. So I left her $21 under the door to her bedroom when I was there last week.
Was the dollar the tip, or why 21?
I was just what I had.
He had cash in his pocket.
I had cash in my pocket, and I just felt that's what I would, just to get the conversation started.
It was $20 and a dollar tip. I think that's, you got it, Jen.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was it. So anyway. Speaking of
no, that's not the end of the story.
Oh, yeah, this would be the end of it. What more do you want to add to this?
Well, you know, Roberta's back for a day or two, and Doug's like, did you get the money I left for you?
No.
And, Roberta and I are thinking, okay, you know, some kind of large paycheck or something like that.
Great, he's offering me a check.
Roberta's like, no. So then Doug and I are assuming that Roberta's helper, Marina, has stolen the money. Roberta's like, no, Marina wouldn't take the money. I don't know what it is. So then finally, like an hour or two later, Roberta goes, you mean the $21 on the floor in my bedroom?
I thought I dropped it out of a pocket or something. I'm going, I dropped money. I'm like, well, great. I need it for Chinese food.
Meaningless cash.
Doug and I had Marina, you know,
we had her convicted and deported. Gone.
U.S. citizen now, I'll have you know.
All right, that's good. Okay. Congratulations.
Second run for office now.
It's 10 past the hour. Doug Steffen's good. Yeah, she can run for president. She got a birth certificate.
Yeah, birth certificate.
Man, can that be over? Really, here's what happened in the last hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you were not listening, this is not a program about politics, but it certainly is about people, because people are. It's a fascinating stuff. What makes the world go wrong and round, but the people who inhabit it. So, I mean, if there was nobody here, we'd have first of all, nobody to talk to, which would be kind of lonely. And
totally boring.
Be no real reason to have a radio station or a radio program.
We'd have to talk to each other.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Be like married, being married. So then I got off onto, and it was sort of an innocent collision with reality, as oftentimes our conversations here are. I had talked to some ladies yesterday. In the afternoon, I met with a couple of people for a few minutes, and it was about the time that Ben Bernanke was having his press conference. And so we were all talking about the Fed. And these are, I am surrounded, as you can tell by this radio program, by intelligent people. These women were all intelligent businesswomen types. And I said, do you understand the Fed and how it works? And they all looked at me with this blank stare. No, I don't understand. It's where the money comes from, was the answer, basically. And so I said, how is that? Why does the money come from there? Why do we have to have the Fed? Now, honestly, this is not about, there are all kinds of people who tell you the Fed is the enemy of the country, and it's run by the Bilderbergers, the Rockefellers, the Trilateralists, the, you know, whoever is in charge, supposedly. And I don't deny, I mean, I'm not saying that that isn't the case, because there are a lot of coincidental things, but is this what makes it impossible to understand how this works? The bank, the international banks that use the currency somehow or other regulate it or move it from country to country. It's very complex, to say the least. And so now we're talking about this. It appears the government last year, the Federal Reserve made $82 billion in profit from doing what? What did it do, and where'd the money go? The Congress has the right to set the budget and run the Federal Reserve, and so we have assumed that they are running it and paying for it, although nobody has convinced me that that 100% is true. So then they pay for the dollar bills by paying for the paper, whatever the paper costs, and then they mark it up to whatever the value may be of the dollar that day, and that's something that's confusing as all get out to figure that out. You mean you got to have a real headache when you get done with this. And at the end of the day, after having the discussion for like 40 minutes in the last hour of this, I feel like I know a little bit more, but I still don't know how it operates. And I don't really want to get into this current fad of, the bunch of conspiratorial stuff. Mm-hmm. I just would like to know how it works.
Yeah, who's that money guy that we used to have on? Remember the money guy?
Jordan Goodman?
No, not Jordan.
Not Phil?
No. This is years ago.
Jared.
I'm talking like 10 years ago. We used to have this money guy on. He was really good. I'm going to find him.
I remember.
Because he used to tell us all about this.
Yeah. It's so confusing. Wow. It really is.
Let me read this from off of Yahoo and see if this helps. This is somebody's explanation. The U.S. government borrows notes from the Federal Reserve, a private company, with the promise to pay them back with interest. In exchange, the Fed gets treasury bills it can hold as proof of this debt. The federal government then puts the money into circulation and its official currency as its official currency. But what happens when the bill comes due, and more importantly, where does the government get the money to pay the interest on the loan when the Fed is the only one who can dole out these notes in the first place?
It's confusing as all get out. Completely confusing. Really?
From what I understand, this is how the national debt got started. Wow.
Hmm.
Unbelievable.
Hmm. Shouldn't be this confusing.
What a shell game.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. Nobody knows, and some of these people.
Well, somebody knows.
The who?
Just not any of us.
Well, I would like to have. Let's see if we can find some expert and put him on the program and get the explanation.
Let me find this guy. We used to have this guy on, and this guy was really smart one.
Okay, please.
Hey. This really irks you that you don't know the answer to something, or you can't get the answer to something.
Or I can't figure it out myself.
There's a zillion things that you don't know the answer to, but we can usually
find
figure
it out. Or figure it out.
This is very
This one, you can't figure it out.
It's not on Wikipedia.
It's not anywhere. It's no place. No one knows. And if they do, and they tell you, they're going to kill you. I think that's...
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Bottom line about that. Somebody's making off with it. Yeah, and most of us don't care as long as we can pay our mortgage and the car payment and put food on the table. Mm-hmm. You know, who cares? But that's the, that'd be the attitude. Who cares?
And you but know what really hurts me? They're probably sitting there knowing that, just laughing at all of us or our yeah. little minds.
Why they're making all of this money and controlling,
yeah.
manipulating Absolutely. Currencies Alien. And governments. And
but between taxes and interest... These, you know, we can't pay all of the bills and have the savings that we want because yeah. possibly what's going on here.
Mm. Yeah, and if the money is really being it's centralized and put into places so that only a few can benefit, man, you talk about a revolution. Somebody figures that out. Oof.
Yeah, really.
All right, 17 after the hour. I've got something else figured out, Roberta.
Yes, what?
Other than your bad attitude, we have this whole business about fixing your face.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer's face doesn't need to be fixed. Actually, I think you're looking quite well in your mature years.
Gee, thanks,
it's
dog.
Such a way with words.
I'm smooth. If there's nothing else about me that people love, it's that I'm smooth.
You have the greatest pickup lines. Gee, yeah. you're looking quite well in your mature
uh-huh.
years.
Those bags under your eyes, Roberta, I love them.
Wearing
Can I kiss them?
Hey, you know, they're like Louis Vuitton, you know?
What's that?
They've cost about the same.
Yeah.
But see, here's the way to get around that. Lumitone, the anti-aging eye cream. If you look in the mirror in the morning, you see dark circles, your bags, your puffiness all bothering you. You look tired all the time. There is this cream called Lumitone that'll help you out instantly. And guess what? You get to try it free. Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes. The redness, dark circles instantly go away. It's really amazing. You look bright, refreshed. And you keep this up for, 4 or 5 weeks, and it really makes permanent corrections to the flappy skin, the heavy bags under your eyes. Look younger and refreshed. It's really easy. Call 800-894-3302 to order your free jar of Lumitone. Men and women, 800-894-3302. You pay a small shipping and handling fee, but you got to know this is really cool. You want to look younger, refresh, start it for free, get on the routine. Lumitone, 800-894-3302.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Colgate Toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The familiar rings of the American Idol theme as they get down to picking the winner, getting closer and closer. Jacob Lusk started out last night, 23 years old, singing from his soul, so he says. So let's see if this cuts it.
When my friends told me you had someone new.
You watched this, Roberta, last night?
Yeah, a little bit of it.
I didn't believe a single word was true.
What do you think of him?
I told them all I had been.
I think he's like another Reuben Stoddard. I mean, he's good now, but nothing's going to happen. Hey, you asked.
I did ask, yeah, thank you.
He's good, but there's something about his voice.
He doesn't have star quality. He doesn't have star quality.
He's working too hard at it. The little I've seen of him or heard from him. Stephen liked him, though. Because he danced a little bit last night. I don't know what that does for the music, but at any rate, that's how they look at these things. All right, so we're not impressed with him. Next up, Lauren Elena is singing.
I never thought I could get that affection from just one man. If anyone can keep me happy, you're the one.
Country, southern type. Yeah,
also
too.
With the Carole King theme, though.
You hear that?
Yeah.
All right, so Miley Cyrus paid her a visit.
Charo next week?
Apparently. And then Ryan was watching out in the audience as Lauren was performing, and he caught some boy that was looking at Lauren, so he calls her up. Richie, play cut 28-17.
Come here for a sec. I just want to sit where you were. I saw the way you were looking at her. What's your name?
I'm Brett.
Brett, how old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay, we have. How old are you?
16.
We have rules. Okay, we have rules. Go back to your seat.
I'm like big girl.
I'm big girl. Hey, Pops, get on that. Mamacita, get on that.
All right. So, anyway, but there was a point when I turned it on, I saw her performing with Casey. And now the two of them kind of...
That's Haley. That was with Casey.
Oh, was it? Oh, I thought it was Lauren. But Haley is the one he's interested in. Isn't he interested in Lauren?
No.
Or is he interested in Haley?
He and
Haley are an item?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I guess I missed all that.
A little romance there.
Yeah. Now, how old is she? She's 20?
They're both like 20, I think. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they make a cute couple?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right, so we shouldn't be encouraging Lauren because she's too young.
Yeah,
right. She's 16. Right.
Stephen liked Casey and said it's obvious he's in love with her. Aww. Her being Haley. That's sweet.
Aww.
So you think Haley's going to break his heart?
Yeah. Totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
apparently she had a thing with Stefano first, and now she's...
And he's gone? Speaking of Stefano, he was on with Regis and Kelly and talked about dealing with losing on Idol.
Some people may not know that you had an accident a few years ago and spent some time in a wheelchair. I mean, it was a serious accident, huh?
Yeah, I was in a wheelchair for 2.5 months. And
my gosh, how was that?
It was pretty insane. But, you know, I mean, everyone goes through struggles in their life.
Sure.
And that wasn't the only struggle I had. You know, I had more things that happened after that. But that's what life is. And it's not necessarily the action. It's the reaction and what you make of yourself.
You've been in a bomb 3 times now.
Yes.
So were you kind of expecting it, or was it a big shock still?
Well, for me, it wasn't... It didn't really define what I was doing or who I was as a performer or anything like that. So the first time I was in there, I was really like, oh, man, this sucks, you know, whatever. But after that, it was more like, okay, well, if I get through, great. I got to worry about next week and making sure I get the best I can be. If I don't, I got to kill it with my last performance.
Stefano Langone dealing with the loss, American Idol. He was out last week, I think, right?
Yes.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Apple has finally responded to accusations that its iPhones are tracking user data, denying any claims. While no location information is tracked, Apple does store Wi-Fi and cell tower data to provide local results for maps and apps. A future software update will encrypt the file and reduce its size. In other news, the FBI says that online scams from China are responsible for businesses losing a bunch of money this past year. Chinese hackers hijacked the credentials to wire money through malicious emails and websites opened by employees. Of course, no level of cyber protection can prevent user error. And finally, India's Department of Technology has passed new rules that will limit free speech on the internet within the country. The rules let government force providers to block any web content it finds objectionable. The list of acceptable objections includes anything that is blasphemous or threatens the state. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
My name is Megan, and this is my LifeLock story.
Imagine opening your door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief.
Identity thieves use my identity to buy cell phones and computers online. They shipped the stolen phones to my home, where they actually staked out my house waiting for the delivery.
Fortunately, Megan had advanced warning from LifeLock, and a potential tragedy was averted.
I believed LifeLock would protect me from identity theft, but when thieves showed up at my home, LifeLock just may have saved more than money. LifeLock's services are amazing. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it.
LifeLock is on a mission to help stop identity theft, but they can't protect you if you're not a member. The call takes just minutes, plus you'll get 60 days of LifeLock risk-free. If you're not delighted, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031.
The hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What's new at DougSteffen.com? You're going to find some of the things, as we have a lot of new deals from the Queen of Cheap, deals at Michael's and Macy's and Bath and Body Works. It's Thursday, the 28th of April. Are you achieving already today? You have your nose to the stone. How's your imagination? Does your imagination work with your mind? Is it one piece all sort of put together? Or do you compartmentalize? You visualize your goals. Okay, that's one thing. And then I got to deal with the reality of having to get there, find the time. Do you have a mental rehearsal? In other words, every day, Roberta, before you do the Queen of Cheap, do you have a mental rehearsal or visualization? Can you see those deals? Can you see savings?
I can feel saving that money. I can hear that cash register in my head just ringing up.
Diva of dumpster dive.
See, that's the cash register.
I don't think that. Don't we have the sound of a real cash register? It doesn't sound like.
No, my cash register goes round.
Really?
So you know what? It turns up. It's got a diesel motor.
Actually, I have a. Right, exactly.
A bed that we can use.
Give us some
that sounds like something out of Mad Men. Okay, Macy's, want an extra 25% off? Well, we got the coupon for you. You can even use it online. The code is MacySFF. So it's like MacySFF. Does that make sense? Why? So it's an extra 25% off most items, including sale and clearance items. I tell you, when Macy's has these 25% off deals, and you do it on the sale items, man, you pick up stuff for like next to nothing. Bath and Body Works, if you're traveling, head over this weekend on the 30th. They've got from 1 to 5 p.m. They're offering a free gift with any signature collection purchase, and that gift can be valued up to $15.50. So it could be like a big product something or another. Hardee's, you can get a free medium Coke with the purchase of a turkey burger. So then you get a turkey burger, and that's healthy, and you can drink Coke, which is not, but that's okay. It's Coke Zero. At least we won't get that. Travel's Garnier Fructis is giving a free sample of their clean shampoo and conditioner. In fact, when I just went away last week, I had gotten a sample of the Garnier Fructis, and I took it with me, a little sample.
When are you going away again, by the way, Roberta?
I know the last week of June I'm going. That's
not
sure.
Till then?
Maybe some point. I don't know when.
This
is a great deal. If you like, if you like postal contacts, you
I
get
do.
A pair of glasses. And we'll tell you how. Just go to deckstefan.com. And a free six-pack of golf balls from TaylorMade. Get to answer a few questions about your game. And you can get some golf balls.
My game sucks. My balls go into the woods, and I need more balls.
I play personal best ball. I tee off.
Titleist.
And I pick the one I want. That's the best way to play golf.
Yeah, sure.
I used to go, when I was a kid, I'd go with my father when he was playing golf. And I remember on certain holes, they had these buckets. And you put the balls in, and they had scrubbers on either side.
Right.
Of water and soap.
Right.
And you scrub them up and down to get them nice and clean, to get the green off of them and all that other stuff.
Yeah, the ball cleaner.
I'm pretty good at golf, especially when I have to go through the windmill. That's my favorite.
Yeah. Are you talking miniature golf? Okay.
Is that what it is?
This is real golf.
Sean has this book that we bought him. It's the Wimpy Diary of a Wimpy Kid book that you fill in all the answers yourself.
Yeah.
And it has a checklist of things you need to do before you grow up, and one of them is hit a hole in one in miniature golf. So he was able to check that off because we did that last summer.
Nice,
that's
sweet.
Cool.
Yeah. Good. So that's
and
the list.
You know what? All of the Queen of Cheap information can be found at GoodDayShow.com.
That's right.
All of it. Complete.
It's there.
It's all there.
Top to bottom.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
So no reason not to go and take advantage.
That's right. Take advantage of all those great things.
Post how much you like it on Facebook.
Yeah, please do. I would really appreciate that.
Yes.
And on Facebook, if you have any suggestions, please post those too. If you
that's
come up
right.
with a good deal,
yeah.
Come
they may have a few suggestions
them.
For you, Roberta. You...
Yeah, like, where are the deals?
That's what people in California do.
All right.
Southern Cal.
Somehow today has not gone
it's
the way
it's been a planned. Weird day.
Yeah, it is a weird day.
But it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so I thought about, as I was checking, speaking of DougStefan.com, checking the stories today, the story of a plane that was sidelined because it was loaded with rats.
Oh.
I thought of Roberta.
Oh.
Rats on a plane.
Ooh. Rats on a plane. Yes.
Yum. Right? Experiment. Roast them.
Yeah. Or just bring him to your home, to your favorite little pet.
You know,
Monty snake.
Hasn't been eating lately. We don't know why. He goes through these periods where, like, I offered him a rat. I think, well, maybe a mouse is an appetizer. He hasn't been wanting to eat.
Really?
What's the chaser?
Snake.
I know. What's the main course?
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We released the turtle the other day. We had this big, big old red ear slider turtle. He was about maybe a foot long. And he was just getting, you know, he's too big for his tank, and turtles are really dirty, filthy creatures.
Where'd you release him?
So we did. Some friends of ours have this big property with a one-acre pond on it that has lots of turtles and frogs and stuff, and it's a natural
You didn't, like, let him out?
How do you let was he born in the captivity?
You know, I don't know. I got him when he was about a year old. But, you know,
he's
I was
not
reading.
Gonna know.
No,
how long have you had him?
They adapt almost immediately to the wild.
What a load. You just killed
him. No,
that
turtle. They do. No, we didn't.
Nice.
Turtle murderer.
There's a pond in the Bronx that is full of red ear slider turtles that people have brought there that were pets and released.
Turtle
so
murderer.
They adapt very, very quickly. And he was really happy. We put him down on the grass and he went right for the pond and then kind of swam into the middle of it and then dove down and was swimming around. He was really happy.
So. How did you know he was happy? Could you see the smile on his face?
We could see the smile on his face.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you like to have a great marketing tool that cuts through all the other media, the chatter that's out there? Text messaging and marketing can deliver your message directly to your clients and prospects via their cell phones. You can learn more about it. There's a free trial if you text Doug to 313131. That's Doug is the keyword, to short code 313131. See how fast that works. Why don't you guys try that? I don't know if I should ask Roberta to try it or not. This is an interesting marketing tool. Again, it's text. You can find out what the deal is, get a free trial, and put it to work for your business, for your organization, whatever it is. Text messaging marketing. You text Doug, D-O-U-G, to 313131. So how does that work? You get your cell phone, you text 313131, and then you just put in Doug, and it brings you to where you need to go, Richie, right?
Well, they'll
send
text you back.
Yeah, they'll send you a link.
Right. Okay, so that's how... I'm trying to help you out, folks, just like Roberta, saving money. That's what we're all about, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to keep you entertained and informed is another item, or there are several items that come from that department every day. And then we have the world of television, which seems to intrigue lots and lots and lots of people. For example, the Terry, I don't understand the Tyler Perry phenom, but every day he opens
a
movie.
Guy.
Yeah, the guy, he's got a system.
What am I missing?
It.
What am I missing?
He's just, he's funny, and he knows his audience, and he
right.
does movies and TV shows geared right to them.
Right, exactly.
And he makes a lot of money.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Denise Richards on the college football series Blue Mountain State. Why do I, Denise Richards, who's she?
Charlie Sheen's ex.
Charlie Sheen.
But that who it is. Why is she doing a football show?
She's doing comedy now. This was a big deal for her because the last thing she'd done on TV was a reality show.
She's doing comedy?
Mm-hmm. That's what this show is.
I don't either.
I don't see that.
I don't get that at all. All right, anyway, so in terms of excitement, there are maybe a few more things that are more exciting than that.
Yes.
Jennifer's going to tweak us a bit with that info as we continue here on Good Day at 17 before the hour.
Joe, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at SafeLight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how SafeLight emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Some might think the perfect cup of coffee is something that can only be found at a favorite coffee shop. But it is possible and much more affordable to brew gourmet quality coffee right in your kitchen. Here are a few tips to get started. Choose your roast and don't be afraid to try something new. Folgers Black Silk Coffee is a good choice for those looking for robust flavors. With its bold yet smooth flavor and enticing aroma, Black Silk Coffee offers a nice change of pace for your morning ritual. Make sure your coffee is properly packed and stored to preserve the flavor. Once opened, coffee is best stored in a sealed container and kept in a dark place. Add steamed or frothed milk to your coffee to provide creamy flavor and texture. With warmer days ahead, save your morning coffee in the refrigerator. Then, when the day heats up, add cream, sugar, and ice for a refreshing iced coffee beverage. For more coffee brewing tips and recipes, visit www.folgers.com. I'm John Dridden. In just a few days, the world will witness one of the most anticipated weddings of all time as Prince William and Kate Middleton walk down the aisle. But it doesn't take much more than the mention of a royal wedding to get women of all ages dreaming about their own nuptials. According to wedding planner Corey McFann Spoler, you don't need to have access to a royal budget in order to plan your dream wedding.
A wedding planner, whether it be here at Disney's Fairytale Weddings or even in your back hometown, is a wonderful asset. They know the business, they know all the different things about food and what things that you make. Need in your event and what you could cut and how to actually keep you on track from not only from a budget perspective, timing on the day of the event, but also to allow you to be a guest on your most special day. And that's what you really want. Your job is to sit back, relax, and spend time with your wedding guests.
For more planning tips or to book your own Disney dream wedding, visit DisneyWeddings.com. I'm John Dridden. The preceding was produced by News Broadcast Network. To access more information on health and consumer issues, go to newsinfusion.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, I have two choices here, Richie.
All right, let's hear them.
Adult jokes or Jennifer doing the television report?
I'm going to defer to Jennifer doing
the
television
report. Yeah, Jennifer, definitely.
You don't want me to talk about this story about a man bumping into a woman in the hotel lobby?
No.
He said, ouch.
No, he did not.
But what happened next?
All right, so Julianne Moore is going to play Sarah Palin.
Yeah, Julianne Moore can see Russia from her house.
Right. So no more Tina Fey. Well, probably Tina Fey will play her, too, at some point in time as that stuff
Tina Fey
continues.
Does the comedy version of Sarah Palin. Julianne Moore is doing the serious version about the John McCain run for the presidency.
All right. So what do you – it's called Game Change. What do you know about this TV? Is
a
it a series?
This is going to be a TV movie. And they've got a pretty good cast that they're assembling for this. And Julianne Moore, I think, will be a good
Sarah
Palin.
She's a good choice,
she'll be fair, yeah.
So she was on Most recently, in terms of television, on 30 Rock, playing a love interest for Alec Baldwin's character, right?
Tina Fey or
no, Julianne Moore was.
Julianne Moore.
Yeah, and did a very good job of it, frankly. Yeah, it's cool.
I like her.
Yeah, I do too.
A little redhead.
Yeah, right. Much more so than Lindsay Lohan. Although different generations and so forth and so on.
Yeah. Yes.
More. All right, so what else, Jen?
All right, so you know the big news has been that ABC canceled All My Children and One Life to Live. Well, good news, soap fans. Not that this one is coming back, not that either show is coming back to the air, but Days of Our Lives on NBC and The Young and the Restless from CBS are looking to pick up a lot of the cast members from those shows.
Really?
In talks right now, Gina Togiani, who plays Kelly on One Life to Live, and Debbie Morgan, who plays Andrew.
What are they
going to
cross over? Their characters, bring the characters in and...
You know, they could. That's happened before, but usually on the same network. So they may, I would guess that they're going to bring them in as different characters.
Huh. I've loved you forever on that other network.
That's right.
I've hated you forever from afar on that other network.
Huh. Also, there's a huge amount of TV stars that are headed to this Three Stooges movie that we've been thinking and hearing a lot about. The latest one is Jane Lynch from Glee. She's starring in the movie as the nun in the Three Stooges movie.
She's
playing Heather Superior.
Funny.
Oh,
I saw that there is a big hubbub this week about Glee. The accusation from some of the right-wing conservative television watchdog groups is that it's there's too much emphasis on the gay lifestyle on Glee.
Oh, it's a musical. Hello. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
The note that
I just asked a question just for clarification purposes. That's all.
The note on Glee is that it's been suffering in the ratings a little bit, and there's a lot of buzz that Matthew Morrison, who plays the lead in the show, is going to be leaving. So who knows what it'll look like. Demi Moore signed a new agreement with Lifetime Television. We all love Demi. She's going to be doing a bunch of projects for Lifetime, including this one-hour interview series called The Conversation. It'll be hosted by a British television personality named Amanda De Cadenet.
And what would be the focus of that?
Talking to different people. It'll be famous women, and it's all for women, obviously, because that's why they're with Lifetime. Mm-hmm. But it's all going to be women that make a difference and famous people that are doing good in the world.
When
so.
Do we put our foot down with all the Brits taking over our television?
I don't know. People like the Brits. It's a cool
they do.
Accent.
I mean, they kind of...
Well, they're more creative than we are, obviously.
Well, they're really behind the reality stuff. I mean, the American Idol, the you know, all that stuff came mm-hmm. from those shows over there. I think even Survivor and stuff.
Yeah, no, that and the Amazing Race had a show that was similar to it in the UK, too.
Yep, yep.
And then you mentioned Tyler Perry, Doug. He's got a new series coming to TBS called For Better or Worse, which will be aimed at young adults, and it's based on married life and the difference between getting married and staying single, which we know where Doug falls on that one.
Yes, we certainly
we stay
do.
Single. Also, Jamie Foxx is going to Fox. Go figure. You think it's because they're related? Jamie Foxx and Affy and Crockett are going to do a sketch comedy show during the summer on Fox. It's going to start in August, and they've got a lot of people slated to appear early on. They have Snoop Dogg, Russell Simmons, Michael Strahan, and Chris Brown, an interesting one that'll be appearing on the show during the summer. And then Fuel TV on July 17th, if you're a Bruce Lee fan, and a lot of people are, they're going to be doing this 6-episode original series about Bruce Lee. It's called Bruce Lee Lives.
Why?
How does he live?
Well, because he's
got shot in the stomach with a bullet. How can he be alive?
Yeah, he influenced a lot of people's lives, and so they're going to follow that. He influenced Ryan Phillippe, Carlos Santana, Chuck Liddell, Chris Angel, Omar Epps, and all of them will be featured in this
series. Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Michael Douglas was on with Oprah Winfrey the other day discussing his wife and her battle with bipolar disorder. And
she was blindsided. They didn't want to talk about it, and I guess someone released the info.
Who didn't want to talk about it? Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, she didn't want to release that she was bipolar, but somebody found out and leaked it, and so now she's dealing with it publicly.
Well, why is it a problem to talk about it?
I don't know, but I think Michael Douglas said one of his revelations was that she didn't want people to know about it.
Here, I'm looking at what he said in the context of the interview. My oldest son is in federal prison. Mm-hmm. My ex-wife is suing me, and I got cancer. Kind of hard for the wife to say I'm depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. I mean, I think some of this stuff gets overplayed. But do we learn lessons by having stars like that tell their story? Yeah, I think sometimes.
I think so.
But then there's the salacious, oh, I want to dig around in that dirt stuff as well. 51 after on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Money Pit time on Good Day. That's why we have the Money Pit theme. That's not Tom Kreitler, nor is it Leslie Segretti singing that song. They're the hosts, though, of the Weekend Money Pit Show, the home improvement radio program that lots of people on lots of great radio stations around the country make sure they're listening to every week because it makes your home better. And the intelligent information, it's sort of like, you know, how John Tesh promotes intelligence for your life, while Tom has intelligence for your home. And so if you are in the middle of something and you're stuck, maybe you call the Money Pit, 800 Money Pit, or you go onto their website, ask the question, and he will give you the answer. Questions, questions, answers, answers. That's what it's all about. And everybody has moved outdoors to do their improving. And so as a result of that, we have probably, you, as you do these programs, things shift. One of the things that people were talking about this week with all of the really bad weather and dramatic numbers of homes that are without power, one wonders about a generator and whether or not generators. I have generators. I have four or five generators.
Now you have big generators, sizes. Like diesel generators?
I have those, and I have smaller ones, too, that could take care of, for example, in the milk store, there are three or four coolers and freezers that I need. I don't want the stuff in there to go bad.
Sure.
So I would. I have that as a backup just to run those.
Right.
In case the power goes out and we don't get fast enough to hook up the tractor to the generator and run the power everywhere else. But that's on the farm.
Well,
what about the average person who's got a home? If nothing else, you want to protect the stuff in the refrigerator, right?
Well, yeah, that and your heating system in the winter. There's lots of good reasons to have backup power generation. And the good news is that standby generators, you know, they used to be a pretty hefty investment, as I'm sure you know,
right,
from all of the dollars you had to put into the equipment for the farm. But for the average homeowner,
Y2K.
Yeah, back in Washington. Yeah, but I mean, compared to the cost of the storm shelter, though, it wasn't that bad. Right?
So what do you look for? What do you tell people when they're looking to purchase a generator? What do folks look for?
Well, a couple of things. The first thing you look for is the size of the generator. And if you go to a major manufacturer like Generac, there's going to be sizing tools on their website. You basically have to identify, you know, what do you want to power? Do you care so much about having power in the summer that you want it to be able to handle your central air conditioner? If so, you know, you might have to buy a slightly bigger unit. You also want to consider, obviously, the fuel. You want one that handles both natural gas and propane, because this way it's not reliant on gasoline. You know, the standby generators are all built in. They're natural gas and propane. The portables run on gasoline, but the problem with gasoline, you can get one big enough to do a pretty good job for your house, but if you don't have power, the gas stations up the street don't have power either, okay? Slight hiccup in the plan. You got to have power. And then the other thing is the transfer switch is really important. The transfer switch is that one piece of equipment that communicates between your personal power generation station, which is that standby generator, and the power company. And what the transfer switch does is it says when the power goes off from the utility, it brings on the backup power and very slowly moves those circuits over to that standby generator to repower. So if you get like an automatic transfer switch, it's very sweet because it's about 15 seconds of downtime before the backup comes on and things start to shift over in a very measured and consistent way so you don't sort of overload anything.
Tom Kreidler is the Kim Commando / Leo Laporte of the home improvement world, and thus a lot of great questions. This time of year, people are selling their homes.
Yes.
And so somebody wanted to know what they ought to do before putting a home on the market. This is the time of year you want to sell your house. Now's the time to do it. A friend of mine who's a real estate guy was showing me a house yesterday. He said, this guy did it right. He painted it, fixed it up, looks perfect.
Yep.
Is it just that simple?
Well, not always. I mean, first thing you want to do is I would have a professional home inspector do an inspection for the seller. In today's tough market, you're going to have a home inspector come in on the buyer's side. Why not get that advice early on the seller's side? Eliminate any potential surprises. Identify weak areas. You can make the strategic decision whether to fix them up at that point or live with it or disclose it. But you don't want to negotiate your price on the house down to the bottom dollar, Doug, and then find out that your roof is shot or your furnace is cracked or something like that.
Yeah.
So fix it up, you know, do all the basic maintenance, the painting, and that's fine. But here's the real key. The reason most people sell their house is because they've outlived it, right? It's not, there's too much storage in it. There's not enough room. Well, you don't want to have your house be chock-a-block full with your stuff when you put it on the market. You want to try to declutter as much as possible, and you also want to try to neutralize it in the paint scheme as much as possible, because what you want is the new buyer to walk in and be able to imagine their stuff in your house. And if you're into those really dramatic colors of decorating, well, that's going to be hard to do. If the house is full of stuff, it's going to be hard for them to feel, you know, how can they fit their stuff into this space? It's a little point, but it's very, very important.
That's very
if you
sage.
Want to get the most money for your house.
That's a sage point. So you understand why Tom and Leslie are the king and queen of home improvement radio. Check it out. You can find Tom actually pretty easily. Go to DougStefan.com. Tom's picture in the contributor box there. Click on that. Goes right to themoneypit.com. 59 after.